Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Kayla.
Hey there, I was listening to your Monday podcast and had to share a click of mine. I had done a different course before the Demon and they were really big on doing diagrams for everything. They said that for an unless statement, the part of the statement that was introduced by unless was the necessary condition, and the negation of the other part was the sufficient.
Ben, it's so simple. The part of the statement that was introduced by unless is the necessary condition, and the negation of the other part is the sufficient. I just don't understand why people don't. Don't you get it?
The funny thing about that is it's technically incorrect, but the result is correct given what they're having you do. But yeah, boy, that is confusing. Then I do an LR question with the Demon and there's an answer choice with unless. And the answer preview mentions that unless just means if not. And I was like, holy shit, that is so much easier. It's just the contrapositive of what the other course was trying to teach, but a way easier way to do it in my head or to see it in my head. I had spent so much time memorizing what the other course was teaching when all along it was just supposed to be, if not. This was such a good click for me. And now I feel like I don't have to overthink this one word anymore. Thank you so much for all you guys do, Kayla. All right.
Thanks, Kayla. I learned that from a student. It was a student of mine in one of my classes back in San Francisco who was like, because I remember doing like this whole convoluted introduction to unless, and then some student was like, wait, doesn't unless just mean if not?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually remember telling them that they were wrong and then thinking about it overnight and then coming back to the next class and going, I have to apologize to you because unless equals if not is a much better way of thinking about this. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Or not even thinking about that at all. You can just read the unless sentence and understand it. You can't go to law school unless you take the LSAT. Do you want to translate that using if not or just understand it?
Yeah, you can't go to law school unless you take the LSAT. Okay, so yeah, if I don't take the LSAT, I can't go to law school.
I get it, right? Did you even need to re-say that?
No, you don't need to turn the unless into an if not there in order to understand.
I've taught people this and I use it on occasion, yeah, but only in places where I can't intuitively grasp the way the sentence is phrased with unless. But for 80% of unless sentences, you can if you just sit there and read it and try to understand it.
Yep.
And that's what people aren't doing is they're immediately shutting off their intuitive side of their brain and they're saying, oh, I got to defer to the analytical side. And that's because of all this jargon out there. And it's like, no, you only have to do that every now and then. And when you do it the easiest way, which is just to think of it as if not.
Well, that's what happens when you study theory first. If you study theory first, you do this whole lengthy thing about unless, and then you go into the LSAT going, oh my God, you get LSAT brain. And LSAT brain makes you take a normal, just very common sense thing, like you can't go to law school unless you take the LSAT, and you turn it into, okay, let me see. So the part of the statement that was introduced by the unless was the necessary condition, and the negation of the other part is the sufficient. So, and then, you know, you spend like, you burn 750 mental calories trying to figure out this thing that commonsensically you would have just got naturally before LSAT lesson you took.
I need to take the LSAT. Got it. Makes sense.
Yeah. We do have a mission here of trying to eliminate dogma from LSAT shit. And it's hard because I was trained by another LSAT company, you know? It took me years to get rid of some of those lessons that I read at the very beginning of my LSAT studying. It wasn't helping. It was hurting. 10 years later, I'm like, wait, why the hell am I saying that?
Yeah. Thanks, Kayla. I'm glad you had a click. I hope you have a bunch more this week. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.